hot out here. No, I don't mind though. I'm just glad to be free. You know what I'm saying?
Radio.
Rebecca Lawler Limited is the culmination of a lifelong dream for philanthropist and designer Rebecca Lawler. She designed her patented, unique glass heart, which is handcrafted by glass artists in Virginia. Placed in the center is a brilliant gem. The heart can be worn with the Rebecca Lawler Limited signature ribbon or an awareness ribbon of choice. To join the mission of the Hearts of Hope Foundation and add a Rebecca Lawler signature heart to your own personal style, go to RebeccaLawlerLimited.com. That's RebeccaLawlor Limited.com.
Hi, I'm Susan Shengazar. I am the advocate. Are you a healthcare professional facing burnout? Do you have a heart for the homeless? Have you ever been a victim of domestic violence or sexual abuse? You can learn from my experiences in my books, The Anointing of Mercy from the Heart of a Parish Nurse. Or I'll meet you at Winston Wall Street Journal's Journey to My Father's Palace, Destiny, Coincidence, You Decide. You can find these books on Barnes & Noble, Amazon.com, or Zulon Press, or Google me.
Hello, Soul Sister listeners. If you're learning and receiving from what you're being fed here on Soul Sister Radio, return the love by becoming a monthly partner of this station via sponsorship, monetary gifts, or as a Soul Sister advertiser. Thank you for your support. Soul Sister Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Soul Sister Sunday on Soul Sister Radio. This is your host, Becky Phillips, for Heartful Worship, and we just want to say thank you for joining us today. I just I'm working out in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho at the, it's their Inland Empire Kennel Association. So I'm out here with a bunch of my son's friends from football, and we're volunteering out here running the dog show. And it's early mornings for us. We've been getting up about 4:45 the last couple days. And staying pretty busy. So we just want to say thank you for joining us. Say thank you to all our sponsors. We couldn't do the show without you, of course, so thank you. I'm not going to take a lot of time today because the music that I've picked is really just so that you can have a time to spend with the Lord, come before the Lord with your open heart and just praise Him and worship Him, because God inhabits the praises of His people, and He loves worship, and He loves when we worship Him in spirit and truth. So the music today is just to give you some time, build you up, and get you ready for a church reboot coming up next. So please feel free to log on to blogtalkradio.com, open an account, and you can listen to all our archives there. Or you can call in and listen to us on the phone and in the chat room. We welcome you any way you can hear us. But I am going to say, please, let your heart be open before the Lord. Take some time this morning and just get your cup filled up and just enjoy the music. God bless you, and we will talk to you next week.
Him now, how great, how awesome.
Radio.
Rebecca Lawler Limited is the culmination of a lifelong dream for philanthropist and designer Rebecca Lawler. She designed her patented, unique glass heart, which is handcrafted by glass artists in Virginia. Placed in the center is a brilliant gem. The heart can be worn with the Rebecca Lawler Limited signature ribbon or an awareness ribbon of choice. To join the mission of the Hearts of Hope Foundation and add a Rebecca Lawler signature heart to your own personal style, go to RebeccaLawlerLimited.com. That's RebeccaLawlerLimited.com.
Hi, I'm Susan Shengazar. I am the advocate. Are you a healthcare professional facing burnout? Do you have a heart for the homeless? Have you ever been a victim of domestic violence or sexual abuse? You can learn from my experiences in my books, The Anointing of Mercy from the Heart of a Parish Nurse. Or I'll meet you at Winston Wall Street Journals. Journey to My Father's Palace, Destiny, Coincidence, You Decide. You can find these books on Barnes & Noble, Amazon.com, or Zulon Press, or Google me.
Hello, Soul Sister listeners. If you're learning and receiving from what you're being fed here on Soul Sister Radio, return the love by becoming a monthly partner of this station via sponsorship, monetary gifts, or as a Soul Sister advertiser. Thank you for your support. Soul Sister Radio.
I was a dead man, out in the cold. Life was a pit and I was deep in a hole, just about to give up. Then lo and behold, a voice from within said, save your soul. Yo, brothers and sisters all around the globe, I got a story, word. Gotta be told to my family, friends, fans, even my foes. It's like this, y'all, this is how it goes. I was out in the world without a name or a goal, huh? Out of school and out of control. Set in my ways, yeah, stuck in the mold. And going the wrong way down a one-way road. Young and bold, I didn't wanna be told. I used to steal and brag about the stuff I stole. Then one bright day, my mind got blown when a voice from within said, save your soul. No, I didn't want to be told. Things were looking up and I was on the roll. I was a rude boy and a Romeo. And anywhere I went, I started the show. I had money, woman, plenty of gold, and an overinflated EGO. I was a dead man, but I didn't know until a voice from within said, save your soul.
black youth living in the ghetto. Where the action was, that's where I'd go. Right or wrong, I'll be going with the flow. But what you reap is what you sow. It's like karma, the bad you do will follow. You were round, and I was going down. Right down, with my face in the ground. Two hands bound to a siren sound. None of my so-called friends anywhere to be found. As I thought to myself, in life you're alone. A voice from within said, anyone home? Yes, Lord, well here I be. If I ain't ready yet, I will never be. I'm sorry for the things that I did before. Believe me, Lord, I won't do them no more. I'll be an arrow if you will be my bow. And anywhere I'm sent, I'll gladly go. I'll be a witness all around the world to every man, every woman, every boy and girl. Cause I was born in the ghetto with a strong survive and with a will to strive. I began to rise from 79, or was it 75? When reggae music began to open my eyes about the truth, the right, Jah the Most High, and how to achieve that little pie in the sky. Inspirated, yeah, I was totally motivated to the point where I decided to chat the mic. But my direction was not to only those of my complexion, but the brown, yellow, red, and the white man. Critics criticize, cynics cynicize, any entertainer with a message they victimize. But in this world I've sinned, it's no surprise. So with the media, I sympathize. I hear the rich man's laughter, hear the poor man's cries. Hypocrites advertise their lies through their eyes. Everyone's born, most of us die, but only God's children get the prize. Don't be a fool, be cool, come on and get wise. Yeah, wise up, no compromise. And listen to the voice that resides within your mind. Cause God has sent a guide to all mankind. Choice is yours, life above or death below. It's up to you to save your soul.
Soul Sister Radio.
Rebecca Lawler Limited is the culmination of a lifelong dream for philanthropist and designer Rebecca Lawler. She designed her patented, unique glass heart, which is handcrafted by glass artists in Virginia. Placed in the center is a brilliant gem. The heart can be worn with the Rebecca Lawler Limited signature ribbon or an awareness ribbon of choice. To join the mission of the Hearts of Hope Foundation and add a Rebecca Lawler signature heart to your own personal style, go to RebeccaLawlerLimited.com. That's RebeccaLawlerLimited.com.
Hi, I'm Susan Shengazar. I am the advocate. Are you a healthcare professional facing burnout? Do you have a heart for the homeless? Have you ever been a victim of domestic violence or sexual abuse? You can learn from my experiences in my books, The Anointing of Mercy from the Heart of a Parish Nurse. Or I'll meet you at Winston Wall Street Journal's Journey to My Father's Palace, Destiny, Coincidence, You Decide. You can find these books on Barnes & Noble, Amazon.com, or Zulon Press, or Google me.
Hello, Soul Sister listeners. If you're learning and receiving from what you're being fed here on Soul Sister Radio, return the love by becoming a monthly partner of this station via sponsorship, monetary gift, or as a Soul Sister advertiser. Thank you for your support. Soul Sister Radio.
Welcome to Soul Sister Sunday. This is Maria DiGiovanni, and I want to welcome you to Soul Sister Radio, and this is Church Reboot with Maria, and we today have Becky with me. And Becky, are you there?
I am. Can you hear me?
I can hear you now. How are you doing?
I am wonderful. The sun is shining, and I've had my cup of joe, and some worship, and I'm ready to go.
Joe, what a great name that is. And Joe means more than coffee. If you know anything about the book God on a Harley, I highly recommend it. And again, Becky, I want to thank you for joining me today. Rebecca was going to be here. Something must have come up, but it is Claire's birthday. So we want to wish Rebecca and Claire a happy birthday weekend. I know it was really a busy weekend, so I'm praying that all is well and that they're having a really, really good time. How are you doing? I know that you are up with your son. I would love for you to share what it is that you're doing with your son up there and why you're doing it, because I think it was really great, and I didn't know that you did stuff like this or that this is what high schools do, I guess. So why don't you share with the audience? And this is also really important because this is what Soul Sister Radio is all about, especially church on Sunday. And that is that you can listen from anywhere you are. There's no excuses. So why don't you share with the audience?
Well, we are in, like I said, I'm in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, which is about 30 miles east from Spokane, where I live and where my kids, my son Brandon, goes to school. And it's on the Idaho, like I said, Idaho, Washington, because Spokane's right on the border. So we're kind of one big metropolis, and we all kind of run together. So we tend to play sports over here with some of the teams over here throughout the summer. We're not in the same leagues or divisions, but it's kind of all intertwined. So anyway, IEKA, I believe is what it's called, which is Inland Empire, and that's the metropolitan that we live in, Kennel Association, has a dog show over here every year. And I actually just found this out this morning. A gentleman just passed away this spring who was in charge of it all, and his name was Larry. And from my understanding, you know, and it's just so, this is so awesome. I love sharing this. He was a teacher or a coach, I believe, at Shadle High School, where my son goes to school. And he, because I never understood how Shadle got involved with this event. So he just really wanted to give back to the schools and to the students and help them offset, because he felt that sports and music and all those programs are just so vital for kids. So every year, they send a contract over to the Booster Club at Shadle, and they send kids out here from the football program. And the kids actually earn, for 2 days of working out here, $125 a piece to apply toward their football fees, which here gets really expensive. I know my son alone, I think he had $250 just in camps and fees, not even counting equipment or anything else. And so anyway, we take about six kids out here, and we work the parking lot. And it's really great because Bob, who runs the parking, he's probably in his mid-80s, and he was a teacher as well. And he is just out here with such wonderful stories, wonderful things that he's done in his life, really connect with the kids because he was a teacher and just loved kids. And it's just, it's a lot like the program that you eventually are going to start, or that we've talked about with the,
yeah.
Oh my, what did you put, Memories Remember?
Yeah, that's what I was, oh my gosh, that is so God talking to both of us, because that's what I was hearing in my head. Oh my gosh, they're doing it, and they don't even know it.
Yeah, he just sits out here and yaks with the kids and tells them, you know, the stories of when he was in basketball or when he was athletic director. I mean, just all this fun stuff, telling them what they need to work on for colleges and what they should be journaling. When we left last night, he told the kids, I want every one of you to bring a journal tomorrow. So
that's exactly, oh my gosh, he's doing it. I love it so much. Why don't you share with the audience? Well, first, let me go ahead and just say hello. Hello and welcome. And thank you so much for all of our listeners in the archive. Our numbers are going up, and as we are shifting and grooming is pruning, as Becky calls it, it's just amazing to watch what's happening. And I want to go through the list of sponsors that we have right now, and whether they are in kind or they are actually advertising sponsors, they're all coming together. And I just want to say a special, special thank you. Because going from a nonprofit thought to a for-profit business, that this is truly a business, and we have advertising time that we are selling. And if you are a supporter of any of the 10 shows that we are producing now on Soul Sister Radio, please just tell your hosts that you really, really care about them and really support them and sponsor them. And if you have advertising, please go ahead and give us an email or a message on Facebook and let us know what you would like to say on the air. So I would really like to quickly say thank you to our sponsors. And our number one sponsor for all of our hosts here on Soul Sister Radio, it is the Four Ambassador Program from Four International. And that comes with imagecoach.org, ambassadorpageants.com. That is supported by Rebecca Lawler Limited and Heart4.com, I want to thank our corporate sponsor, B&B Remodeling, buildersandremodeling.com is where you can find that. We also have Team Trinity Wellness that actually is Becky's sponsor for your show in the morning. So thank you so much to Team Trinity Wellness. We have Brain.biz that is safety first, is Murphy's Law, which is Monday's show. So thank you so much. We have VoicesAmplified.com and ImagePublicity.com, SusanMurphyMilano.com. We have ChristianReading.com. We have CreativeCoordinating.com, RandysCandy.com, The Always in San Clemente, SurfPro, Laguna Hills and Laguna Niguel. We have Spa Gems. We have Soul Sister Enterprise. And again, our main support system is forinternational.com, where we elevate and empower women and men who've gone through adversity, and we've made it through the other side. And that is what Soul Sister Enterprise is all about. So before we go into our show and Church Reboot, where we're here to redefine or reboot, just like you would reboot your computer, we're here to redefine and reboot your definition of what church is. And truly, it's just friends coming together, fellowship, being accountable to each other, being consistent and being on time. And I am just honored to be able to share this platform with all of our hosts that we have now, Becky. And if I could get you to open us up in prayer, that would be amazing.
Sure, no problem. Father, we just come before you this morning with open hearts and open minds and open souls. And we just thank you for our salvation. We thank you for your Son. We thank you for all that it is that you're doing in our lives, Father God. And we just pray, Father, that as we spend this time together, you say that wherever two or more are present, the Holy Spirit is there, Lord. So me and Maria, we agree with you in that. We agree with our listeners on that, Lord. And we just ask that your Holy Spirit would rain down on us, would fill our hearts, would fill our souls, and give us a fresh, full anointing, put our cups full before you, and that we would receive what you have for us today. In his precious name we pray, amen.
Amen, amen. There is a scripture that I would like for you to read, and it's if you don't have it, I'm going to give you a minute. It's Psalm 37:4, and it is the foundational scripture of what we're going to talk about today. And again, we're moving. I'm actually preparing our new show that's coming out called Music Heals, and where I'm going to be doing the program, which is a part of the image program of the ambassador program, where it is music. Music heals me. I know that it heals you. And that's why you do the show, A Heart for Worship. And this show today is going to kind of launch basically how we're going to do that show and on why I've chosen to do that show. Because when you put together a playlist that truly is designed from God, and you know what I'm talking about because you do it every week. When you sit and you are in his presence and he designs, and it's almost like a painting of music, and that's what Music Heals is going to be all about. But we're going to launch it off of today's show and what we're going to be talking about. So Psalm 37:4, if you have it, Becky.
Bear with me, Maria. My online Bible is not cooperating right now. So
I know it, and it is the one, and I know you're going to know which one it is. Is delight thyself in the Lord, and he shall give you the desires of your heart. And this is the one scripture that I have really, really stood firm on. And even if you can teach this to your smallest of children, if they could just delight themselves in God and in his presence, that he wants to bless us. He wants to bless us with everything. And but one of the things, and as you know, Becky, because if you want to share a little bit about what you're walking through, there's one of the things that you and I have both learned, especially being married twice. You've been married twice. I've been married twice. And both of us came to the conclusion with the second that sometimes we're listening to what God, sometimes we're listening to what God is wanting us to, or not listening to what God is wanting us to do, and really listening to what we want to do. You know, we want it our way. And you're learning that right now as you're letting go and really letting God. Would you like to share with the audience a little bit about that and why sometimes when you're walking through letting it all go that you want to stand like a child, okay, and go, no, I want it this way. I want it this way. I want it my way.
Yeah. I share a lot with you, Maria, so this is, you know, this is me being raw and real right now, so bear with me. As some of the listeners know and those that are with Flo know, I walked through a divorce this last 6-7 months, and it definitely was not something I, quote-unquote, wanted. I really felt like, after 2 years of seeking God on understanding the situation that I was in with my spouse and knowing that 9-10 years ago, he came into my life for a reason, and I know God brought him there. And I really truly believe in retrospect, looking back, there for both of us, we came into each other's life, and it was God ordained, and it was from God. But as we all know, God does not step on our free will. And if our free will has not made the decision to heal from our past wounds or move past certain things in our past, they affect our future. And until we resign those to the Lord and give those to the Lord, you know, it kind of really keeps him from being able to establish what he has planned for us. So in that, a lot of great memories, but a lot of stress and a lot of things that didn't quite work the way they were supposed to. So after really, really lots of prayer and tough decision, I filed. And 2 months later, after the divorce was final, I'm scratching my head because I've went through divorce care, which, by the way, I recommend to everybody. I really believe it can save marriages. I really believe that it can prevent third, fourth, fifth, sixth marriages. I really believe it's a gift from God for those that have really had to deal with divorce. So after that, odd duck things that are in my journey right now, my ex-husband is still in my home. And, you know, it's like we're pretty much living as roommates. But at the same time, God can perform miracles. And I just see healing going on in so many areas from all that's transpired in our relationship, not just with me and him, but with his children and my children and in-laws and just some crazy things. And both of us kind of scratch our head like, I don't know why things are the way they are, but all we can do is take it one day at a time and let go and let God and quit trying. And that's a, you know, when you put two control freaks together, that's really hard to do. So in it, through divorce care, I've just made the decision that, I was going to take a season because what they teach you in divorce care is that, we really should take a season to just be still and wait on our spouse, regardless if we're divorced or not, because you just don't know what the Lord's going to do. And in taking that season, that's where the founders of this organization believe that God can restore, and that restoration can come in many different levels. It can come in just mutual kindness to each other. It can be mutual friendship. It could be full reconciliation. It could be many levels. But what it will do is it will give you time to heal so that you're not running out and jumping into another relationship right off the go to heal the wounds and the hurts from the relationship you just got out of. And that's what's really wrong, not just in the world, but in the church today, is that we're hopping from relationship to relationship. If one doesn't work, trying to fill the void that's meant for God to fill in and to heal. Mm-hmm. And so I made the decision that I was going to honor that, and I was going to take a season and wait and let God do what God wants to do. And, oh, my goodness.
That is, yeah.
That has been harder than one would think. you know, granted it's only been 2 months, but it's been, well, we're in July, 7 months. And I'm like that little girl, like, okay, God, when? Okay, God, now can I do this? Okay, God. And it's just the being still that can just drive one mad if they're not walking close with the Lord. But again, what they teach you in divorce care is to realize that this time is a gift and to stabilize yourself. Mm-hmm. And so Maria laughs at me because she's been through this herself. I know where I'm at with my walk with God, and I'm just growing. But we were talking about being in a refiner's fire, and I don't mean to take long, but it's such an interesting journey.
Yes.
But it was a week ago, and I think...
not sure. Did I lose you?
Nope. Can you hear me? Maria? Hello? Maria? I don't know if we're still live.
Yeah, we are. I went off. Don't you love live? I'm thinking, please, Becky, know that I'm off.
Yeah, but when you're off, can people still hear me?
Oh, they can still hear you.
Well, maybe God say wrap it up. Anyway, to make a long story short, you know, Grant and I've had a great, great first week, you know, end of July. He's been working for NBC Basketball Camps, which is a Christian basketball association working with youth. You know, God's taking him on his journey and doing what God needs to do in him. I know God's dealing with me with what he needs to do in me. And in it is this beautiful meshment of we have no clue what's happening and we don't know what the end looks like, but we trust in the moment, in the day. And it can be very painful some days. And you don't want to do it, and your heart gets hurt. And what I'm learning is how to not take offense, because offense is a bait of Satan, to learn to love unconditionally, because sometimes when you get wrapped up in a relationship and you're so caught up in the moment and of life, you forget how to love that agape love that God gives us. And he's teaching me that, and he's teaching me that his ways are higher than my ways, and I have to just trust what he's telling me to do. I have to trust what he's telling Grant to do. And until he tells me to move, I stay right where I'm at. And so I feel like I'm in the refiner's fire. I feel like, what is it, Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego? Is that who are in the fiery furnace?
Oh, yes. That's who it is. And what you're saying is going right perfectly into the first song that we're going to talk about, and it's called I Want It That Way by the Backstreet Boys, if you remember that. And we were talking about it last night. And again, when you're walking through something like this, when you really don't understand God, especially when everything seems to be perfect, why can't I have it that way? Okay. And one of the interesting things when I was going through this song last night and really, really getting into doing this again, and I've missed it, and I was telling Becky last night how much I've missed preparing for the shows and really spending this time with God. And if you've never done it before, it's the reason why I know that I do all of it is for this Sunday show. So preparing for it is amazing. So as I was preparing for it in this song, I'm thinking, you know, even Jesus on the cross had a moment of, oh, I so don't want to do it your way, Lord. I want to do it my way. In the garden, right before he went on the cross, he said, you know what, if I don't have to drink this cup, man, I don't want it. Take it from me. But if it's your will, I'll do it. And then when he was on the cross, he said, my God, why have you forsaken me? This is not what I want to do. And so as I was going through this and listening to the words and really taking it in as if he was singing it to us, and truly, he is, or when we hear the song, we know that when he was on the cross, he was thinking that we are his one desire. Becky, you know that it has been written, I don't know how many times in the scripture, of what he was thinking about or implied in how many different times have you heard it with different pastors. And his thought was on you. We are his one desire. I'm not sure if there's any scriptures there that talk about that or not.
No, I don't even know if it's that, but I always, whenever I think of the Garden of Gethsemane, if I say that right, I always get tongue-tied. And when I think of him on the cross, my heart melts when I think of all the pain he was going through and everything he bore with those nails, just everything, the excruciating pain. And as they're standing there spitting on him and all these things, he looks up to his father and says, "Forgive them, Father, if they know not what they do."
Exactly. And right now, one of the things that I'm feeling through him, and this is why I'm really happy that we're using this platform, is because I really feel, and again, as I was going through the song, I really do feel that God feels like we're two worlds apart, because everything is moving so fast in the world right now. And how do we get the proper word out a different way? How are we going to get these kids to stop playing these video games and really start paying attention to what is important in life? And that was one of the things that I was thinking about. And again, I think it's come to a place where we've raised a whole generation of kids that believe that they are supposed to get it their way, that everything is supposed to happen the way that they want it to happen. And this defiancy that we have, I know that it grieves his heart, because can you imagine if, in fact, I'm sure that's what he was seeing, is how defiant we are as a people right now, because we do want it our way. I know, how many people do we know that understand the Word of God, understand how important it is to really, once you make that commitment, really, are you all in or are you not all in? And that's one of the most important things that I'm realizing right now on my own walk, is you're either all in or you're not. And those, what do they call those kind of Christians, Becky?
Lukewarm.
Lukewarm, there you go. If you're lukewarm, man, you got to get away, because we're in some hot water, right?
Oh, you're going to. He said he'll spit you out. He'll spit you out if you're lukewarm. And wow. and it's scary, Maria. It is scary, because this generation, I think one of my biggest prayers right now is, Lord, help me to impart to especially my son what it is, because men in general are so, young men are completely under attack in this generation in what it means to be a man. And I was having this talk with my son yesterday. I mean, I raised him in the church, but as we went through that Not a Fan series, I realized I raised him in the church, but I didn't raise him in Christ. So I've really taken that to prayer, and I know by his moral compass where he's at, and God will take care of him. I trust that. But for the little bit of time that I have left with him before college, you know, I got to impart to him, and the best way you can do that is through your own example and your walk with Christ, and that's what the Lord keeps showing me. So, and being honest about that fire for God.
I think, too, with your example with your kids right now and choosing to really listen to what God is telling you, even when you don't understand it, it's just the craziest thing. Your kids are understanding why, through you right now, why it's so important to not do it that way, okay? It's so much easier when you really, really pay attention to God. And trust me, when you tune in to God and know what he's telling you to do, there's no way that you're going to go back on listening to that. And so when people say, well, why can't we do it our way? Because really, it doesn't work. You are living an example. I've lived an example. When you're doing something that you're not supposed to do and it's not in God's plan, truly, when you've made that commitment and you are all in, it just doesn't work for you, and you don't know why. Even when it you don't argue, you don't fight, there's nothing wrong, everything seems perfect, and it just is. So he asks us, if you've committed, if you've taken this choice, if you made this choice to pick up your cross and follow him, are you all in? are you, or are, is he your one desire? That's what he's
Amen.
Ultimately asking us at the end of this song is, listen, you know, you told me you were going to follow me. You said you were going to pick up your cross. Don't do that anymore. What? The woman that came to him and who wanted to stone her, listen, he just said, you know, all that stuff you were doing, just stop it. Stop it. So, you know, just don't do
just
it anymore.
Stop it.
Go. Yeah, just stop it. So really, are we here? Are we lukewarm Christians, or are we really committed? Are we all in? Are you ready to recommit your life? You know, no matter how distant you think you are from God, trust me, he's right there. He sees everything in the dark, and trust me, there isn't anything that you can do that he can't, didn't die to save you from if you choose it, if you choose it. So are we all in or not? Because that's the way he wants it, and it's his way because he is the way. So here we go.
Yeah, you are my fire, the one desire. Believe when I say I want it that way, but we are two worlds apart. Can't reach to your heart when you say that I want it that way. Tell me why
ain't nothing but a heartache.
Tell me why
ain't nothing but a mistake. Tell me why.
One of the things that I'm recognizing in you, Becky, is that desire, that want to understand why you're choosing to make the choices that you're making right now. And in recognizing that, I know that you're getting closer and closer to God, and you're putting your arms down as that little child going, why can't I have it my way? And you're really surrendering it all to Him. And really, only those that have walked through that fiery furnace that understands that fire, that heat, really recognizes it in other people. And you know what I'm talking about, correct?
Yes, yes, I do.
Yeah. And there's no mistaking it. It's not something that you can even fake. And that's what I find so amazing, that God has put us in a position where we have the opportunity to help other people, help other women, because we recognize where they are on the path. And, again, I'm so blessed to be in a group of some incredible women. And each of us are on this path together, and some of us are ahead of each other in some aspects, and some of us are ahead of each other in other aspects. And I think the balance of it is so, it's humbling, because we all understand the benefits of walking this path together, because it's so much better together than it is all by yourself. And so when you finally get to that place and you've asked for Him to be your one desire, and He's asked you to be His one desire, and it's a humbling place to be. And now that you've found yourself there, Becky, how can you describe what it's like letting it go? Meaning just learning to fall and surrender completely to Him.
I laugh because there's those moments. I think of your kids. I always go back to my kids, because it's the same type of relationship with God that we have with our children. And I think about those times when you have to, you know, I have to punish my kids, not so much now, but when they were younger, and tell them, no, you can't do that, and this is why. And they, or you yell at them, you tell them to go to their room and think about it. And so, you know, they go and they have their temper tantrum and they cry and they scream, and then they come out and they've gotten it all out. And sometimes they apologize to you, says, you know, you're right, I'm sorry. Or they come out and they never really say anything. They just know what you said was the right thing to be said, and they have to do what you say. And then you just move on and you just do the right thing. And that's kind of what it feels like. I mean, I know just the other night, I was in my room and I was crying. I was telling God, I don't get it. I don't understand. I don't know why. And it was at that moment, I'm just like, nevertheless, God, whatever your will is, I will trust it. And I woke up, didn't have much sleep, but I woke up Saturday morning yesterday, and I have had complete peace, because I know He's got a greater purpose, even if I don't understand.
This is going, again, moving us right forward into where we're going. And one of the things that you're doing, and one of the things that I'm recognizing that you're doing, is you're learning how to respect your own healing journey. And one of the problems that I find with a lot of women is that they're walking with Christ, and they're walking and they're healing from their own issues, and they get to a certain place and they go, oh, I'm healed, I'm all better, everything is great. And it's not that it's not all better and that it's not great, but we're walking in our healing. And I know that there's a scripture, and you may not know which one, where it doesn't really happen. We don't cross the finish line until Jesus takes us by the hand when He comes back to grab us and pull us over the finish line. And it's really important that we don't lose sight of what we've gone through in order to get to where we are. And that is something that I have found that a lot of people who've gone through this have a hard time doing. And that's what causes us to stumble and fall again. And again, I think I was discussing with you that I don't really know what backsliding is. I know what it's like to be a baby Christian and grow up into it.
But backsliding is, I really believe it's a lack of self-respect. And if that makes sense, does that make sense to you?
I would agree with you. And I think that self-respect, you know, it's not a derogatory term. It's just, I think it's a lack of not understanding the love and respect God has for us, that he,
yeah,
you know, that we need to have for him and ourselves. Because reality is, and this is something that really helped me. I mean, it helped me with not wanting, because when I was first a Christian, because I became a Christian when my son, bless his heart, who's throwing an apple core at me right now. when my son was born, that's when I got saved. And being a baby Christian, you don't know what's next. And I say baby Christian because it is. You're a new creation in Christ. It's a new birth. And you're learning everything over from scratch. You're retraining everything that you thought to be true, your belief system, your lifestyle, your everything. And a lot of times where baby Christians get stuck and start backsliding is they think it's something they have to do, quote unquote, versus being something they choose to do because of their love and passion for Christ. Some people are saved because of their lifestyle and they fall out on fire instantly. But for those of us that hard habits, you know, habits are hard to break. And if it's that I want it my way, they tend to put their heels in the ground and say, no, I don't have to change. God loves me just the way I am. And I kind of think that can be a cop out to some degree because
okay,
God does love you and you don't have to change, but he loves you so much. He's going to keep squeezing you and pressuring you and putting you in those positions where ultimately you do have to make a choice of where you stand on the left side or the right side, and you are going to have to walk upright. And so for me, my thing was with the, when I was younger and when my son was first born and being married to my first husband, it was the partying and the drinking and the hanging out and doing those things that just now just weren't important to me, but yet I kept doing them. And so that's where I think people can backslide, because they don't love, you know, God lives in us. If we accept Christ, he's living and dwelling in us, and we are his reflection to the world. So you have to ask yourself, what's your reflection look like? And
exactly.
I want mine to, you know, ooze out Christ. And I guess the only way I know how, and I'll leave you with this, because I realized it yesterday, is I'm sitting here talking to my son's friends from school, and he's off doing his own thing, and I was kind of upset with him because he didn't stay where he was supposed to stay and told me he was one place and he was at another, which was only a block down the road because he couldn't stay where he wanted to. And instead of calling me and letting me know, he just stayed there. So I had to have that conversation with him. And I'm talking to one of his other friends, and we start talking about sports, blah, blah, blah. And this kid who I'm talking to is a secondary on the football team behind my son. And he's asking about college and yada, yada, yada. And he looks and he says, how is Brandon so fast? Brandon's just naturally fast. And I said, you know, I said, I honestly believe he's fast because it's one of the gifts God gave him. God gave him certain gifts. He gave Sabrina, my daughter, certain gifts, and I believe those. And he knows he's very close to my daughter, Sabrina. I said, he gave Sabrina the gift of music. And I said, and me as a parent, I have to start, you know, guiding them and understanding that those truly are God's gifts to them, and they can succeed in those if they rely on God. And he's like, well, I wonder what my gifts are. And he says, how do you know? And I thought, oh, my goodness. So I just said, you know what? I said, you know, when you start praying about it, ask God to show you what your gifts are. He'll show you. He's faithful. And it just made me realize at that point how much we have to show that to our next generation, because they're not getting it.
No, they're not. That's really, technology, I think, is really taking its toll on our generation. And truly, again, this next song that I'm going to play is really from the 80s, and I love this song because it's really, it's God just singing to us, and that when we do get to that place where we surrender all and we understand that with God, everything is possible, but without God, it's really super difficult. And I don't know if you know that scripture off the top of your head, and that everybody has to forgive me for my lack of scriptures today. But I'll have them next week, I promise. But really, how important that it is that the one gift that he gave us is something that melts him with us. And he really did stop time. And this next song is called, you know,
melt with you, and I'll stop the world and melt with you. And really, he did stop time because the world is run by before his, you know, before Christ and after. So B.C. and A.D. And again, when you choose to walk this way with him, and the Holy Spirit came in as his gift before he left us, we really do melt with God. So just sit back and listen to this fun song and know that once you choose this and you really are committed to walking this way, that you don't have to fear anything because he has completely melted himself with you. He truly did stop the world just so we have the opportunity so we can melt with him and never be alone again. We never have to worry about being alone again. And this is what I find really difficult, because I've learned, and now you're learning too, Becky, is when you learn and you get a good groove and you're walking with him, you really do get fueled by walking in this healing.
I'm walking out on the road jumping up and down to that song, because I love that song, because I'm just an 80s girl. I found myself wanting to be like Molly Ringwald and, you know, Pretty in Pink. And
no, but that movie, it was in Valley Girl. Remember Valley Girl?
Oh, yes, Nicolas Cage. Yeah, I thought he was so bizarre.
He was bizarre in that movie. Well, he's bizarre anyway. But anyway, when you choose to walk and you choose to stay diligent and you choose to stay obedient and you choose to stay humble and you choose to be steadfast, you choose to do these things. And, yeah, it's not easy. It sucks. And sometimes you're not popular, okay?
Isn't that the truth?
It really is. And you get to a place where you understand that it's not popular, but you're not here to be in a popularity contest anymore. You're here to do the will of God and what he has called to tell you to do in your life, because you do know what your gifts and talents are. And when you squander those gifts and talents, it really grieves the Holy Spirit, and that's the one thing we're not allowed to do is grieve the Holy Spirit. And when he melted with us, he gave that Holy Spirit to us, and that's what is that small, still voice. Women's intuition, whatever it is that you want to think that you want to call it, it really is the Holy Spirit, the helper that he gave to us before he left. And so that Holy Spirit, that obedience, all of this stuff, this fiery furnace, all is really fuel, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely. And, you know, it's funny, as that song just played and you're talking, the scripture that just hit me. And again, I don't have my Bible working, so I can't reflect to it on my phone, and I didn't bring my Bible with me. But, you know, it says, I'll stop the world and melt with you. He stopped the world. But Jesus also says, if they hated me, they'll hate you. And I did not come to condemn the world. I came to save it. And he also said that we are not of this world. So that song, as it was playing, it just hit me. I'm like, well, we're not even of this world. No wonder if he had to stop the world, because this isn't his world. We're just on it. We're just visiting. We're just passing through. And
right.
So you don't want to, the Holy Spirit's here to help us to be not of this world. Not be, another scripture says we're not to be conformed to this world, but to constantly be renewing our mind to be like Christ.
Amen. Hallelujah. And you know what? We're going to save this next song that I was going to play, and we're going to put it into next week's show. And I'm just going to build on next week's show and we're going to just continue forward. And so, Becky, I want to thank you so much for joining us today. I want to thank our listeners today for joining us today. Rebecca, if you are listening, I hope we hear from you, and we will see you next week, I'm sure, actually, that's my week. My birthday is next weekend, and your birthday
Woo-hoo!
Was last week. And woohoo! We have all these birthdays in the month of July, or Cancer birthdays, Cancer Leo birthdays. At Four International, we have abundance of them, because after my birthday next week, we have my sister Xenia in Greece on the 24th, and my brother Takis in Greece on the 28th. So it's like, wow, we've got a lot going on. So thank you so much.
Can I just say real fast, I have to say this real fast, because this just touched my heart, and this just is why we have the show, and this is what Church Reboot is all about. I just want to say thanks, Dawn, for listening in. She's she's my sister-in-law, and I didn't know she was listening, and she just sent me a text. So hi, Dawn. Thanks for listening in. And that's what we are all about. Churches, wherever we're at.
Yeah, it really is. You know, so many people go, oh, you're going to church? Yeah, we're going to church. How exciting is that?
Yeah, and I'm going in my baseball hat and my tennis shoes.
And it all works. Becky, can you, and hello to your sister-in-law, and why don't you go ahead and close us out in prayer, and then I'm going to close out with a song from one of our sponsors, Tammy Arnhem, and I'm going to play it, because the end of the song has those three gentlemen in that fiery furnace with you. And
we love Tammy.
and we love Tammy. So why don't you go ahead. Again, thank you to all of our sponsors and our advertising sponsors, our in-kind sponsors, all of our guardians, all of our ambassadors, all of those that are really, really starting to work for God and understand what that is. So thank you so much. And so, Becky, why don't you close us out in prayer, and then we'll do Tammy's song, He'll Do It Again.
Father, we just thank you so much for the opportunity to just spend time with you today, with others, and share your word and build each other up and just listen to what your Holy Spirit has to share with us today. And I just pray, Father God, that for those that are listening live or in the archives, Father, you know their heart, you know their situations, you know them, you created them in their mother's womb. I just pray that whatever they're walking through, bless them. I ask that you give them favor, Lord, that they would hear your voice clearly, that they would come before you and know that anything that's harboring a relationship with you or growth with you, that you are still standing right there and nothing that they could have done or have done can keep them from you loving them, and that they would just release that to you, Father, that they would just give that to you and learn to just trust and simply stand in your word and your truth, and that's that your son died on the cross for their sins so they could spend eternity with you. Father, I just ask for those listeners that maybe don't know you but want to know you and have a tugging in their heart to want to know more, Lord, that they're listening, that they would just simply repeat this prayer after me and know that by simply confessing their sins to you and acknowledging Christ, that they too can be saved. Those that maybe need to recommit their life, those that are just, you know, backslidden, those that are maybe just at a stall, everything can be renewed and refreshed by your Holy Spirit. So, Father, for those listeners out there in the archives, just repeat this after me. Father, we are sinners, and we are in this world, and we are lost without you. We have a hole in our heart that can't be filled by anything and anyone or anything in this world that we try to fill it with, Lord. It's meant for your son. It's meant for you. And I just ask right now, Lord, if you would come into my life, you would forgive me my sins. I believe that Jesus died on the cross for my sins to reconcile me to you. And I just ask that you wipe me white as snow and give me a fresh start in you and help me to be that new creation of Christ that you talk so much about in your word. I accept it. I receive your free gift of salvation. And I just pray, Lord, that you would just bring those folks into my path from this moment on that can help me learn to grow in you. Love you, and I praise you in Jesus' precious name. Amen.
You may be down and feel like God has somehow forgotten that you were faced with circumstances you can't get through. Right now it seems that there's no way out and you're going under, but God's proven time and time again, he'll take care of you, and he'll do it again. Oh, yes, he can do it again. If you would just take a look at where you are now and where you've been, well, haven't he always come through for you? Oh, he's the same now as then.
Don't you know God has not
changed? Oh, you may not know how, you may not know when, but he'll do God knows the things that you're going through, and he knows how you're hurting. You see, he knows just how your heart has been broken too. For he's the God of the stars and of the sun and of the sand, and he is your father. You see, he can calm the storms. He'll find some way to fix this for you. And he'll do it again. Oh, yes, he can do it again.
He'll do it again.
If you would just
Soul Sister Radio.